I was telling them I was reading Padyavali.
Hmm?
When I redo my
Padyavali.
I was telling them how nice the book that I have. So wonderful.
Do you have any with commentary?
No book has any commentary.
No commentary?
No. All of the books have no commentaries that are in English.
There are short commentaries. Well-known Vaishnava. I have that book in Sanskrit. All books of Goswami are so many, so much. Useful thought that we can get help from our sadhana bhajana.
That book is so clear that Rupa Goswami has written just for the sake of those who are in the future who would be doing this sadhana. He wrote that book.
Rupa Goswami, Natan Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kachari Goswami, Dr. Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur, they have written so much. Vaishnava Sahitya, which is that anyone, if they can follow, they are very, very dangerous. And that, without reading all these books, but qualified Vaishnava.
Is it possible to become qualified without reading these books?
Especially in Raghunandan. All are Raghunandan. And the purpose of Vaidhi Bhakti is also Raghunandan. All have not to be confined in whole life or afterlife confined in. We will do prachar by Vaidhi Bhakti. We will follow Radhanta. The first you can start Madhur Vikadambam. We have finished it in Monday. We again 5-6 days. Now the English book. This is really for practicing Raganuga first stage. And very essential this book. I am a sadhak. Not Siddha. Swamiji or Guruji were Siddha. They were independent by reading, by doing anything. We have not seen our Gurudev reading any book. But we have seen that he has given red mark everywhere in every book. Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, Ujjwali, and all these. He explains that when he has written, when he has done. Swami Maharaj was also always busy. Not a single minute he was. They are Siddha Purusha, they had done it. They have come from we read, we think, we hear, then we can tell it. What little, what they have said, no need to see that whether it is wrong or right. They are in confidence that they were right. They are right. What they have written or spoken, they have told.
I have a question about writing. I like to write books about our Srila Prabhupada. Mostly these books are memories of being with him or some reflections about his work. But this is all in his form as we know him in this world. I do not know his eternal liberated form. So one question is it all right to go on writing many books about Prabhupada in the form I knew him? And the other question is, how can I begin to approach Prabhupada in writing to understand his eternal spiritual form? Those two questions. Are these books valuable just about the memories of him as we know him?
I think that the ideas of Rupa Goswami and other Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all Goswami, is this spiritual idea of Swami. No, with hidden in it, no difference. So, the ideas of all Goswami are ideas of Swamiji. He wanted to do prachar of all these things. So, the inner ideas of Swamiji is inner idea of all Goswami. So you can do all these things. He has done a lot of things. Mostly he has done only for general people. Something he has done in Srimad Bhagavad Gita for a special qualified person. Otherwise, when time came to give him pen in these things, he went away. So he could not get time to do all these things. So, all the ideas of our Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all of us, his idea is this thing. Any idea from Srimad Bhagavat commentary, you can take and see what he wants in his writing. He has not done anything especially for Haragandha. And at that time he has no need at all to do all this. And do all this. Can make authentic books. Now in the market, so many kinds of nonsense things are coming. As Sahajiya, we should not follow Sahajiya. So you can do all this. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Bhakti Ramasim Prabhupada, yes, Prabhupada has written.
Yes.
He has written in very short art. All shloka he has.
Actually, it is all there.
All there.
He's covered everything.
Like first shloka. Anna vilasita singam. Jnan karma adi anabhrutam. Anukundena. Krishna anusilam. Uttama. Here, Yuga Samya, Vishnu Devati Thakur has given his commentaries. And without commentaries, I think it is not complete. We cannot take complete view of it. Anusilan means
cultivation.
Cultivation. He has given that any word, dhatu, you know?
Root. Verb root.
Root. Root.
The basic.
Yes, gam dhatu, gacchati, agacchati, to go, to come. There are so many meanings of one dhatu. Your mind is going on. Your mind goes not only walking by foot, gamdhati. It covers so many meanings. So here, Anusilan has so many meanings, a vast meaning in his stomach. Here, one meaning is kayik, vachik and manasik chesta. Chesta means
endeavors.
Gestures. Endeavors or activities.
Activities. Activities of mind. Activities of body. I mean this
physical body.
Indriya. And activities of tan, kaya, man, vaak. And also they have two kinds of meanings. Pravrittyatmak, nivrittyatmak. A special word is that. Pravrittyatmak means by kriyatmak roop.
Things to do. Things
to
do.
So with tan, mind and indriya. And nibbatatmak, not to do by all this. We should not meet with the persons who has no bhakti. Those who are sahajiya, those who are mayabadi, and not to do against bhakti. These are meaning. And one meaning is that not doing by three things, but bhavatma. Prabhuti means chesta. Chesta means
activity.
No activity.
Endeavor is the word usually.
Appropriate?
I cannot say.
Tell any special word. Bhavatmak. Bhavatmak, you know? Bhavatmak means prema is and bhava is bhavatma. Tan, mind and by body, bhava cannot come. It is beyond the reach of all this. Bhava. And Krishna is my priyatam. I am Aradhika Dasi. And I like to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the associates. Here mind, body and anything cannot do. This will come from Aragatmik Bhakta. Aragatmik Bhakta, who are that is Aragatmik Jan. Lalita Vishakha, Siddham, Subal,
Parikar.
By following, by prayer, and by the mercy of Krishna and his associates. Until this comes, bhava will not come. And at that time, only mental
aspiration. Aspiration, mental desire, wanting.
Mental, kalpana.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
It is somewhat better, but it cannot take place of bhava. When bhava will come, then bhavati bhava will come. And from bhava to prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhava, mahabhava, till there, all are including bhava. So, Uttama Bhakti goes up to mahabhava, beginning from rati or bhava. So these are not in activities of mental or bodily thing. So this is called unsealant. Not only to Krishna. Krishna and his associate, both. If you only culture Krishna,
no bhakti.
If you leave Krishna and take all the associates, it will not. But it will be, because gopis are not separate, or his associates are not. So all these things should be there. And Anu Silan. It is Bandha Kardiri. Anu means Nirantar.
Continuous.
Without any stop. In Hindi we can say Taila dharavat avichanna gati. Dharavat avichanna gati. If there is honey and we are doing the bottle and A link comes from up to last one.
No breaking.
Yeah. This is called Taiga Dharavat Abhichannagati. When my man will do smaran or kirtan or do bhakti, anusilan, it will be like this.
Continuous.
Then uttama bhakti. And if in the middle or anything cut, then it is not uttama bhakti. It may be madhyama or kanishta bhakti. Anu means anugatya. Anugatya?
Guidance.
In guidance of arasik, tasvatva, siddhanta, vidvaisna. Until it is done, not done, bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Madhyama bhakti is not there. So always in the guidance of guidance are of two kinds. Direct and indirect. Now you are in guidance of your Gurudev indirectly. But anyhow it will be told directly also. Not directly. He will give everything in your heart if you have so much bhakti. Directly as a siksha guru in the absence of diksha guru. But faith will be the same as in our diksha guru and siksha guru. But they should be both qualified in same category. Otherwise, by imitation, we cannot do sraddha to anyone. Like that. Like Rup is Dikha, Sanatana Goswami is Dikha Guru and Rup Goswami is Siksha Guru. Both are in same level. No problem is there. So that we can catch and we can have so much faith on his word that we will not go hither and thither. What he will tell, will take as
Yeah, without doubt. There is no doubt.
No doubt at all. One thing also he has taken with him. Why Annabhilashita is told there? Why not Annabhilash? Word is Annabhilash. But Rupa Goswami has here written Annabhilashita. What is the meaning of Annabhilashita?
Sakshat Hari Pena Samastha Sastre. One thing is Hari, word is Hari. But here it is written Haritvena. Here Haritvena means the qualities of Hari is Haritvena. Not direct Hari. So Guru has the qualities of Hari, but he actually Das Hari. Not Krishna, actually Krishna. Here, Annabhilash. Annabhilash meaning? What is the meaning of Annabhilash?
Without separate motives. There should be no separate motives, no other motives.
Then serving Krishna. And his associates. He is not telling this. He is telling Annabhilashita. Annabhilashita means in your when you are in sense,
no problem at all, quite in good health and body and mind, if you are, no problem is there. And at that time, if you will do Annapilas, it is called Annapilas. But when you are in danger, at once you fell in danger. Some wicked person came and they tried to kill you. And at that time, by fear you are telling that, "Oh Krishna, save me." That it is not Annavilasita. In your sense, no trouble at all. If you desire anything, that "Oh Krishna, save me," if you are in good health and everything is right. If you are wanting something, then it is Annavilas. No? But Annavilasita, if you are not in everything is right, and like I have told you, in calamity, in vipatti, apatti, if you first moment you want anything, and after that you repent. That I have told you. So in Bhakti Rajya, it is not Annavilas. So Annavilasta should be removed. That should be known. In the inner part, for always you have another motive. But in danger or anything, if you tell that, "Oh Krishna, save me, give me something, for your seva or anything," then it is Shamya. Shamya means? It is not opposite to bhakti. Understanding this, I have no suitable words to clarify. Like one thing, if any Vaishnava give up his body, that is, he is no more, he died. If anyone wants to do Shraddha, it is against the cult of Vaishnava. No Shraddha should be done. Because he has chanted so Harinam, he has heard this here, heard the katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, always he has done Guru Seva, he has done everything. So actually there should be no Shraddha. But for general mass, having no Shraddha in Shraddha, and he, for the general mass, wo kya kehte hain?
Lok vichar.
Only together, then. If he does Shraddha, having no Shraddha at all, and if he does, then it is not against of bhakti. It is for preaching only. So it is not Annavilas. So I think that Swamiji has not cleared all these things. He has written in some
summary.
So if you can do it according to Vishwanatha Gopi Thakur Jiva Goswami, giving all these things clearly, it will be so useful for all these things. He has done in Sutra, you can do.
I wanted to do all these things, but health is not permitting me. I have no so much things that you have. That's all. Music, the science and all other things you can do. I thought we had to know all this.
कहाँ जा रही हैं? बैठिए. ये लोग अब थोड़ी देर में चले जाएंगे.
So many lot of service of Guru Dev is there. He can invent seva.
You know, so many of our books which are being translated now have no commentaries. And the commentaries are so important.
Without commentary, no soul is useful.
Yeah.
Any book of Goswami. We have read six chapters. But when we read commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda
Thakur,
everything is clear there.
Sarva Bhavana is translated with the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.